Hello, it is Thursday, January 26, 2023, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Knowing Him, as we together as a family of families seek to know Him more and more so we can make Him known all the more. And we do this together through God's Word. To do this today, we're going to read Psalm 17, 8-15, 1 Chronicles 24, 1-30, and Acts 16, 4-15. We're going to start today with Psalm 17, 8-15. Keep me as the apple of your eye, hide me in the shadow of your wings, from the wicked who do me violence, my deadly enemies who surround me. They close their hearts to pity, with their mouths they speak arrogantly. They have now surrounded our steps, they set their eyes to cast us to the ground. He is like a lion eager to tear, as a young lion lurking in ambush. Arise, O Lord, confront him, subdue him, deliver my soul from the wicked by your sword, from men by your hand, O Lord, from men of the world whose portion is in this life. You fill their womb with treasure. They are satisfied with children, and they leave their abundance to their infants. As for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with your likeness. 1 Chronicles 24, 1-30. The divisions of the sons of Aaron were these: the sons of Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children, so Eleazar and Ithamar became the priest, with the help of Zadok, of the sons of Eleazar, and Abimelech, of the sons of Ithamar. David organized them according to the appointed duties in their service. Since more chief men were found among the sons of Eleazar than among the sons of Ithamar, they organized them under 16 heads of fathers' houses of the sons of Eleazar and 8 of the sons of Ithamar. They divided them by lot, all alike, for there were sacred officers and offices of God among the sons of Eleazar and the sons of Ithamar. And the scribe Shemaiah, the son of Nethanel, a Levite, recorded them in the presence of the king and the princes, and Zadok the priest, and Abimelech the son of Abiathar, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the priest and of the Levites, one father's house being chosen for Eleazar and one chosen for Ithamar. The first lot fell to Jehorarib, the second to Jedidiah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Surim, the fifth to Malachijah, the sixth to Majamin, the seventh to Hakaz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechani, the 11th to Elishib, the 12th to Jachim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Jeshabib, the 15th to Bilgah, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hizer, the 18th to Hapizes, the 19th to Pethai, the 20th to Jehezekel, the 21st to Jachin, the 22nd to Gamul, the 23rd to Deliah, the 24th to Maziah. These had their appointed duty in the service to come into the house of the Lord according to the procedure established for them by Aaron their father, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. And the rest of the sons of Levi, of the sons of Amram, Shabel, the sons of Shabel, Jehadiah, of Rahabai, of the sons of Rahabai, Ishai, the chief of the Isharites, Shelemoth, of the sons of Shelemoth, Jahath, of the sons of Hebron, Jeri, the chief, Amari, the second, Jahaziel, the third, Jekamim, the fourth, the sons of Zeal, Micah, the sons of Micah, Shamir, the brother of Micah, Ishai, the sons of Ishai, Zechariah, the sons of Merari, Mahili, and Mushi, the sons of Jazi, Binno, the sons of Merari, of Jazi, Benno, Shuham, Zakur, and Ibri, of Mahli, Eleazar, who had no sons, of Kish, the sons of Kish, Jeramel, the sons of Mushi, Mali, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites according to their father's houses. Acts 16:4-15. As they went on their way through the cities, they delivered to them for observance the decisions that had been reached by the apostles and elders who were in Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith, and they increased in numbers daily. And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come up to Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So passing by Mysia, they went down to Tauros. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So setting sail from Tauros, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city for the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city some days, and on the Sabbath day we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia, from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul, and after she was baptized, and her husband as well, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.